Slap my titties and spread my thighs. Here they come. It's the Good Game Guys.
Hello, video gaming universe. Welcome to part two of our E3.
Someone doesn't know how to count.
Post extravaganza. Oh, there'll be a three. There'll be a four. Extravaganza.
There will?
Yes.
Okay.
There always will be.
We are
Good
Game
Guys.
I guess if that's the case, in part three, we're going to talk about our mystical adventures. And
yes.
Yikes.
Well, yep, TKO here, co-hosts.
Dr. Captain.
And I'm Deg. And that's why I drink.
Pretty
right.
much. So, folks, welcome to the Good Game Guys, where we're going to go ahead and start picking things up off a little bit from where we left off last week, because, goddammit, we just had so much fun at E3.
Well, they had fun. The rest of us were working.
I believe I was working, too, thank you.
I only had fun on the
third
day.
That Super Smash Bros. Shirt didn't win itself, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my prize trophy right there, folks. In fact, we're going to go ahead and start kicking it off there. I guess we could talk about Nintendo, since I know these two hate it.
Yeah,
I didn't say I hate Nintendo. I just said I kind of outgrew Nintendo.
Yeah, I stopped by their booth. Yeah, okay, neat and all. I don't really care. I moved on. I went out. I had a smoke. I went to a meeting I had.
I used their booth to rest, actually. I just sat down, and I felt kind of bad, because they were like, hey, you want to try the new Smash Bros.? I'm like, no.
I really don't. Like,
I did.
Like the hot, it was
I funny. Really
All
did.
All the chicks were hot, and they kept getting progressively hotter, asking me, until this one, like, half-Asian, half-white, little adorable thing. I was like, oh, my, no, I'd like to talk to you, though.
They convinced me to pick up, what, like a DS or a 3DS or whatever, and meh, I've never been into Smash Bros. I only went in there because...
So, Doug, why is it that you're not too into Smash Bros.? Let's kind of bring that up to the show real quick, because I'm totally into
again?
It.
Again?
Did we do it on the show?
I think
no.
so.
I don't think
I don't
we have.
Think
We've
we
done
have.
It to death IRL, man.
Right?
We got other shit to talk
that
about.
That horse gym.
Well,
like,
in any case.
Just doesn't interest me. I don't find it fun.
Yeah.
It interests me, and folks,
and
look forward to the
that,
new Smash Bros.
Manny, in short story, long story short, it's a clusterfuck.
Right.
Like, it's four characters jumping around a single plane, and it's just... I don't know.
The camera's moving in and out depending on how far away people are from one another. There's, like, it's just, it's too dynamic.
And you have to worry about a ranged attack hitting you that was aimed at someone else.
Well,
because
sure,
that person
but,
jumped.
Like, I'm watching this shit and it's like, man, my eyes hurt.
Yeah, it's like, what? No one can do a combo, no one can do anything without getting interrupted by something else. It's just like, yeah, no.
Right.
Even, like, 1v1, it's like a 1v1, like a watered-down Street Fighter or something. It's like,
Sure.
I don't know.
Oh, that's fair.
Moving on.
Yeah, serious.
But in all seriousness, man, like, straight up, I look forward to the new Super Smash Bros., and for any fans that really want to ask any questions on how that particular version of Smash Bros. Feels as opposed to Brawl, Melee, please feel free to kind of ask your questions to the Steam group chat, or you guys can even just call us. Phone lines to do such a thing is area code 914-338-1303. Or, if you got Skype, Skype us at GoodGameGuys1. That's the number one, folks.
Skype!
Right.
So, what was our next major stop, Deg?
Well, we're going to do this out of order. I think we've covered pretty much everything that we had done, except for me, the top three. And so the first place that we stopped by, or the first place that we're seeing, it was first place anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose third, if you will, was stopping by Deep Silver and taking a look at Dead Island 2.
Probably one of the more entertaining of the stops we made that E3.
We made some good friends that day.
Yeah,
I gotta say, if you haven't done it yet, go on YouTube or whatever, and take a look at the Dead Island 2 E3 trailer, like the opening video. It's just so goddamn funny. And, I mean, Dead Island, Deep Silver kind of has a history of, you know, the first trailer they released for Dead Island that got people talking about the game for years before the game was even out, where they had a little girl and they did everything kind of backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then they warped back through time and started running shit forwards, and they kind of piecemealed it. Awesome trailer, but it didn't really speak to the type of game it was going to be. So you went into the game all serious, and it was just a zombie playground. Like, it wasn't meant to be taken as seriously as the trailer made it feel.
Okay, I see where you're coming from.
New one? Dead Island 2's trailer? That looks just about as serious as I'm expecting out of Dead Island.
Yeah.
Not very.
Not at all. No. I mean,
since I spent most of Dead Island 1 kicking zombie chicks in the ass and watching them fall into a swimming pool and drown.
Right. Exactly. Or, you know, chopping their heads off with axes and then playing soccer with their heads.
Yes.
Because the game was multiplayer. You could have up to, what, 4 people playing with you.
Stomping out one zombie with you.
And, nah, you just take one head and you try and fucking score goals with it.
I remember one of my most entertaining moments in Dead Island 1 when they first got you the first safe house that you're supposed to go to and they introduced the thug zombie.
Oh, God.
When they talked about you could throw the propane tanks at them, I took them literal for a second and go like, oh, shit, well, okay. I grabbed the propane tank and I kept just throwing it at the giant zombie for a good while. And just after a while, like the second time I did it, I just start whipping out the Hank Hill voice, going like, propane, propane.
Would you like some propane?
Dang it, zombie, stop taking this dang propane.
And die already. Well, I mean, that's how I killed my
That's how I killed my first thug, was with the power of propane.
Oh, yeah, head boom, head exploding, you know, we're good, head exploding.
So Dead Island 2 is going to take place in California this time, and yeah, you might say, but California's not an island, and that doesn't fucking matter, it's just the title of the game.
Right?
And
they quarantine the whole California, so technically it's like Escape from California with zombies.
Right, and they got a few different classes of players, so I mean, you've got the Hunter, the Berserker, the Bishop, and the Speeder, and they pretty much all, you know, they sort of fit their name. Except the Bishop is a little bit confusing. It kind of reminds me a little bit of, what movie was it? Was it Dawn to Dusk?
Dusk to Dawn.
Or Dusk to Dawn, yeah, whatever.
Oh.
And they, you know, you remember the guy with the, like, the crucifix crossbow thing? And
yeah.
What the fuck? Like, so the Bishop's going to have, like, you know, holy water and, like, you know, a crucifix shotgun thing.
What's holy water going to do with a zombie?
I don't know.
Huh.
Maybe it's holy propane. It's fucking Dead Island. It's not supposed to be serious.
I know, but it's like, wait, what?
And if you haven't watched that that trailer, yes, the guy in the van is Jack Black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Well, hopefully it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's not going to be retarded like Brutal Legend. I'm hoping it's actually going to be funny.
Brutal Legend was kind of
I enjoyed
funny.
Brutal Legend.
It was kind
of
funny.
Meh.
I watched it.
You're not a
fan
of rock and roll, though.
What?
I called you out.
Oh. Wait, the man who, like, mastered drums in Rock Band is not a fan of rock what?
Yeah. No, he's thinking rock and roll like Elton John, Billy Joel, John Denver.
Wow.
Soft
okay.
Rock queen pin over there.
Right?
Shit. We get dirty here on the show, folks.
Oh, speaking about Jack Black's character, one of the probably first in video gaming history.
That they actually made a point out of this.
They motion captured a kitty.
Yes. Deep Silver motion captured a cat. Peter Broly, the guy that was running the show in the media booth, was like, yes, so the first time in history we have motion captured a cat.
And he even showed pictures.
And it was difficult. And they had pictures
just
of the cat
it.
With
like
the little white balls on it. Like
we did it, we're not lying. It's like...
So you can't say that cat's movement is unrealistic as shit because it's actually a cat.
Yeah, a motion captured kitty. It must have been hell putting that suit on a cat. I mean, that cat must have been like, get this off me.
I find myself kind of intrigued because their zombie generation system is quite unique in that no two zombies you run into is going to look alike. So that's interesting. They've got procedurally generated zombies.
And hopefully we gave them some good ideas on stuff to do for, you know, content in the game itself.
Well, before we get to there, also there's going to be different factions in the game. And the factions will also be interacting dynamically with the zombies in the area and stuff. So you'll be running around, you'll see a group of, you know, one faction engage in battle with the zombies, either help them out, watch them die, take their stuff, up to you.
Right. They are taking the multiplayer to a new level socially, I suppose. In this type of game, typically you've only got like 4 players in the game. They bumped it up to 8, so... So there's going to be quite a bit of clusterfuckery going on, especially if you guys have, you know, I mean, this is just speculation at this point, but if you're part of one faction, those 4 guys over there are part of another. If you've got goals that do not coincide or directly conflict with one another, that could be interesting.
And also too, like, I mean, if they're planning on having some type of customization, because they say you're not going to be able to create your own character, but I would hope that they're going to have some type of system where you can at least change what your character is wearing or something to, you know, differentiate yourself from other players who might be happening to be using your same character.
I'm sure those are going to be considerations, considering that these are the same guys that are procedurally generating the enemies.
True.
I mean, like, I would assume that if one faction picks, you know, 2 hunters, a speeder, and a bishop, and the other one does, like, a berserker, 2 bishops, and a hunter...
That sounds like a really horrible chess game.
Perhaps, like, they will look differently, clothing, or, you know, maybe even different facial features, or, you know, genders, or whatever. I would assume that they would have something like that in place, because otherwise it would just be...
ridiculous.
Kind of lame. Like,
right?
How would you procedurally generate zombies, but every player character looks the same? Why would you do that?
Oh, it's Naruto, you know, shadow clones and zombies.
Oh, right.
Oh! One other thing that they have added to this game, which I know you guys are probably as excited as I am, is you can dual wield now weapons. And you can mix and match them. So have like a blade in one hand and a shotgun in another hand for when they get too close or something like, or vice versa. Or pistols and guns or 2 blades or a hammer and just you mix them up to whatever you can think of. Dual wielding. Yes.
They've got a deeper story that they're trying to push. Yeah, that they're trying to push pretty hard. No, the first one had a story.
It did.
It wasn't very good.
It was, like, spread out so far that you were like, oh, wait, there's a storyline after, you know.
Well, it sort of got in the way of the game.
Yeah, like, you need to come help my wife.
Right. Like, this is where the serious bits are happening. But wait, it's a zombie playground. Forget me. Go do your thing. Right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, this one should hopefully... be more engaging as far as storylines for zombie games goes, but at the same time, we'll just have to wait and see, because, you know, we don't really have too many details on that.
Mm.
They do, however, have a skill system in place, like a much, much bigger, deeper, harder, faster, stronger skill system involved. So that's going to be interesting.
Yes.
Very. I wonder if that's going to be anything like Techland's Dying Light.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, they also mentioned that the weapons, what's it called?
Weapon crafting?
No, the durability is not going to be as annoying as it was in the first one.
Okay, that's
yeah,
good.
That was definitely something to look forward to. In
I'm like,
Dead
I'm sorry,
Island.
A steel pipe can crack more than 10 skulls before it breaks. Actually, no, a steel pipe won't break no matter how many skulls you crack with it. It may bend a little, but it's going to be equally good at bashing.
Right.
And especially, you know, a katana designed to cut flesh? I'm just saying.
Right, it's not going to break after, like, 4 swings.
Yeah, you know, maybe after my 400th zombie kill, I may have to, I got a chip in my blade. Oh, no, sad face.
I gotta grind this down.
Right? No.
Because it's not like I haven't got 38 inches left of blade.
Master Yamoto will be disappointed.
That goddamn baseball.
Other features that they're going to have is that the environments now can be used more as a weapon. They'll burst into flames. You can use cars to distract zombies and whatever shenaniganry that you can possibly.
You could even
of.
Have, like, the zombies fight your battles with some of the other, like, living survivors as well.
Yep, you can...
And apparently they'll actually turn, too, which is the kind of more frightening part.
Well, actually kind of messed up. Also, you no longer need to go to a workbench to monitor weapons. You'll be able to mod them on the go, which is a very big plus.
Thrown weapons. Ooh, they put in thrown weapons.
There was thrown weapons in the first one. I threw my freaking hammer at things all the time.
I just
specifically weapons designed for throwing, though.
Well, the only sad face is, like, I had this really awesome, like, electric knife machete thingy, and I ran up into this group of zombies, and I run up, I throw it at some zombie, kick him, he sticks in his chest, I go over and I start murdering, and all of a sudden I'm like, having fun. Which one of you zombies has my favorite blade sticking out of his chest? And I had to go search, like, 10 bodies. Oh. There's my knife.
I was expecting to hear some badass thing where you're going like, I threw this machete in a zombie and then pulled out my other weapon and started using that until it broke, then found that zombie that had the machete, pulled it out and started killing.
Well, I have a story, but it's not that. It's more girly, but whatever.
More girly.
I'm chilling. All of a sudden, I hear a screech. So I look over. A runner's running at me. So I go, ah! And I tried to, change weapons.
Yeah.
But I freaked out and threw my weapon, hit the zombie in his face. It ran up, kicked it in his chest, and I just started stomping on it because, I was freaking out about, a runner. I was, the first runner I ran into in the game. So not manly, but it was kind of funny.
It also looks like Deep Silver is sort of jumping on the open world bandwagon. It's, so it's no longer just going to be constrained areas for your, remember in Dead Island 1, you were kind of stuck in your one area as related to whatever storyline hub you were at,
But those areas were pretty huge, though.
Yeah, this is open world, though. So, you can say fuck off to them and go hiking in the mountains, 30 miles away. The game's going to take place in a few different locations. They mentioned San Francisco, the beaches of Los Angeles, so that's...
Catalina, I think, too.
No, that was my idea.
Oh! Oh, yeah. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
They mentioned
what was it, Redwoods, I think? They mentioned a forest area in California. I don't recall if it was the Redwoods.
We have forests here?
Somewhere.
The Angeles National Park, perhaps?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Maybe Yosemite?
Maybe Yosemite. Who fucking knows?
Somewhere here, damn it.
And so the biggest thing about Dead Island 2, they got real-time balloon physics.
They have a guy sitting behind the desk whose only job is to animate and work on the balloon physics.
Oh, man.
And he talks like a chipmunk because he's apparently, in his spare time, inhales the helium.
Well, how else are you going to entertain yourself when your only job is to work on balloon physics?
You got to find something to do.
Oh, another thing they added. Assassinations. If you come up behind a zombie, you can kill them now with your melee weapons. Cool.
Without just hacking at them till they die, you get a neat little animation for doing it.
I'm seeing a trend, though, because in Dying Light and in The Evil Within and also now in Dead Island 2, they're all having backwards, stealth kills for zombies, which, that's a first. I don't think I've played a game where I can walk up behind a zombie and stealth kill it.
I remember you were able to do that in Resident Evil if you were, good. 5.
Oh. The one that won't be named.
Oh.
No, that, see, you're confusing that with 6, Survivor, Survivor 2,
Survivor,
Dead Aim.
The multiplayer one?
So all the ones that shouldn't be named, you just named all of them.
Wait.
Just to remind you, they exist.
Welcome to hell.
Oh, wait. Wait, is Survivor the first-person shooter one?
Yes.
Okay, because the four-player one at first was amazing.
No, that one was
this
Outbreak.
This is sort of off-topic.
Yeah, we're a little off-topic here, so... now that we kind of talked about, the cool things to look forward to with Dead Island, let's talk about our good friends at Deep Silver now, because, man...
Our good friends?
I'm calling them our good friend. We made a good friend with them.
Yeah.
We only met the guy once.
But
hopefully we'll meet him again.
We interrupted his presentation. He had to stop and fire off an email in the middle of the presentation.
I'm sorry,
What?
We and one other member,
okay?
We all contributed our ideas.
I had to begin the interruption.
So during the presentation, they actually started showing off about how you can do a power move with one of the sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how they have a record distance where they managed to get a zombie straight up on the roof. Deg here opened up to interrupt the thing real quick to ask if there was going to be any, what was it again?
Are there going to be any mini games or achievements like zombie golf or how far can you punt a zombie with a sledgehammer?
His face immediately froze.
Stopped. He paused the presentation. He stopped the video. He stopped what we were looking at and started texting the developers. And it's all right, cool.
We need this.
Yes.
This must be in.
And then, we finished the presentation.
And then we just started giving all sorts of things. There was another guy talking about how if this is going to take place in Los Angeles, there needs to be celebrity zombies. We kept saying Bieber.
What was that one movie where they were doing that?
The new Dawn of the Dead?
Dawn of the Dead. Look, Bieber!
Roseanne Barr! Bah!
Leno, find Leno.
Oh, my God.
And you know what?
Britney Spears.
We were just tossing out all sorts of ideas. And, I think that could be a fun little thing to toss out to the audience right now. Let's play with this. So, we say Justin Bieber should be a zombie that's in the game itself. Audience, what do you think should be a zombie you totally would love to find in Dead Island 2? and kill.
Miley Cyrus.
Ooh.
No!
Jack's got Miley Cyrus
here.
Do
you know how hot she'll be when her brain gets fixed?
Are you suggesting what? Being a zombie would fix her brain?
Dude, no. You can't cure stupid.
She's kind of already a zombie, come to think of it.
I mean, but just...
Billy Ray is the new face of the Trojan commercials.
Anyway, hold up, folks. Looks like we got Stephanie joining in on us.
Oh, wow.
So we'll give her a second. Yep. Hey, Steph.
Hi, guys. So my zombie is Paris Hilton.
Oh.
Wow.
Currently taking the lead is Stephanie.
Everyone listening right now in the group chat, you got Paris Hilton to beat.
Oh,
come
man.
On, folks. Bring him out.
Wait. Does Hilton actually beat the Berber?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. She's pretty dumb as is. So I think she kind of plays the perfect zombie. So I'm just saying, you know.
They are sort of equally useless.
I win. Sorry.
Dude.
I win right now. The Kardashian zombies.
Just the entire Kardashian family?
The whole family.
Oh, wow.
And I call it game.
The whole family, huh?
Yep, and Kanye. We'll throw him in there, too.
Yeah, throw Kanye in there. He deserves that.
Okay. I win.
I still think it's funny that Kanye West is the only person in the history of everything to have ever been publicly called a jackass by the President of the United States of America.
Oh, wow.
When?
Wait, when did that happen?
I want to see this footage.
Just go on YouTube. Obama calls Kanye a jackass.
No way.
Looks like we got someone in the chat bringing up a zombie nomination.
I think I win, though, Pete. I'm sorry, audience. I win.
I kind of feel bad because I don't recognize this particular name, but zombie Soji Boy?
Soldier Boy?
No, Soji.
Oh.
What?
Soulja? I'm sorry.
Oh,
my dyslexia.
Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
It's not dyslexia when you didn't learn how to read in the first place.
Ouch.
I'm really thinking. It's going to be hard to top the Kardashians.
Ooh, all right, so we got another person saying a zombie Snoop Dogg.
What?
Snoop Dogg?
That might be kind of funny, though.
Dude, I'd smoke
that would be kind of funny, yeah. I'm just thinking, like, he would be so high that, like, you keep shooting him. He's like, you can't feel it, you know?
You shoot him and smoke comes out instead of blood.
Then he gets
he's like
up.
The ultimate, he's like the boss zombie because he's just so screwed up, you know?
He's so hot that the zombies, he's not a zombie, the zombies left him alone because he's they like...
Because he doesn't smell like people anymore.
He's just like, you shoot him and smoke just blows out. Oh, God. I like that one. It's cute. It's not. I wouldn't say that it's, like, one that I really want to, like, kill as a zombie. I think I would appreciate it more than anything.
Stephanie, hold up. One person brought up a pretty good reference that I'm a little disappointed none of us, including myself, got. Nobody brought up Bill Murray.
Bill Murray? Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to shoot Bill Murray.
I don't want to fucking... Yeah, no.
You don't want to reenact, like, the horrible crime that happened in that movie?
No, I don't. Like, that was the worst thing ever.
Right?
I was sad
for, like, a year after that. For no reason.
A whole year?
Like, a whole fucking year. Bill Murray is, like, my hero, dude.
Right?
And
yeah,
like
he's pretty awesome.
Looks like another person we got is a zombie Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
What?
What?
Yeah, you know what? I'm totally okay with that one.
I hope our friend from Deep Silver is listening right now. We're giving you more ideas. Write them down.
Oh my God!
All right.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and take a break
zombies
on this.
Zombies of the Caribbean.
Just the entire cast.
Yes.
So a Johnny Depp and Orlando
Bloom. I don't hate that much. I like that.
I'm saying for amusement laws. Like you go to Disneyland and like all of a sudden they all come out of the rides trying to kill you. It is in California.
Holy shit. Why wouldn't Disneyland be a level?
Oh,
dude.
My God.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Just giving you ideas.
Oh. Dude, that's like so Disneyland sick. And then they can go into It's a Small World After All. And they're all like just like little zombie people. Oh, my God. Yes.
I shoot everything. I don't care. Everything dies anywhere near this ride.
Yeah,
that would be so sick, and you're riding the ride and killing the zombies while you're, like, in the ride. Oh, my God, that's so good. Who came up with that? Who was that?
they would have to, like, you know, create new weapons and destructible environments, because who doesn't want to level Disney?
Come on.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be DLC, so what's up? Is that bullshit?
Yeah, but we're going to have to wait, like, 3 years for it.
Yeah. And I think we're going to go ahead one more of these zombie celebrities, but keep dishing them out. If you say something funny, we'll definitely make note of it. So the last one that came up, this is a bit of a tie between this person. He says a zombie Hulk Hogan or an Ultimate Warrior.
Ooh, yeah, brother.
Why not Hogan?
All three, get the set. And Roddy Piper. All four. What kind of gun would you need to take that out?
Hey, brother.
Pythons, brother.
No. I know we'll make
you need like a bazooka. You would need like a bazooka to take him down.
No, an alimony cannon.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Like zombie Chris Benoit.
Right?
Too soon?
Yeah, very too soon. really?
All right. I think we had fun with this.
What else? Owen Hart, too?
Yeah, why not?
Jesus, man. We're terrible people. We
really are.
You know,
I like this.
We have someone bringing up an interesting idea as well. Why can't one of the playable characters be a celebrity? Wouldn't you like to be Arnie, just going around just taking out zombies?
Not really.
No, hell,
really?
If I'm going to be a character taking out zombies, I'm going to be Robin Williams, zombie hunter. Yes. Oh, look at the little zombie. She went, hey, did it hurt? I'll definitely kill zombies with Robin Williams, as Robin Williams.
Fuck that. Robin Williams as Mrs. Doubtfire.
No.
Oh, hell yeah.
And,
that's the way you got to do it.
From that Family Show, Family Matters.
Hold up, dude. Now we got the same guy saying that Robin Williams would be bad. He just talked the zombies to death. This guy's calling you out.
He would make fun of them, you know.
I know exactly. Man.
He'd have like some special like
that could be a special
right
there.
Like,
yeah.
Move.
Like,
talk
to death.
Just like, you know, Michael Jackson. You know, you hit the special button, all the bad guys did the dance and then died for no reason.
I would love that if Michael Jackson like came back as a playable character somehow.
Dude,
that was an actual zombie.
Oh, my God, that would be sick, actually.
Oh my God. Michael Jackson is the final boss, and he brings all the zombies
from
over.
Thriller, and he's wearing a Thriller.
Yeah.
And then he's a Thriller.
Awesome. Wow.
I mean, I think we just all went there. I think we all agree that's a pretty sweet one.
It'd be a secret way to beat him. You let a little boy run across the...
Oh, no.
And then you can shoot him in his weak
spot
with his glove, his left glove, the shiny glove.
Oh, no, let's not go there.
Not the missing nose?
No, the missing... The bullet will go right through. There's nothing there. You have to shoot him in a shiny glove.
Oh, man. So let's go ahead and move on.
Wow. All
right.
Okay.
We had fun. So,
And you got to blow him piece by piece. You got to blow off his nose, and you got to blow off
his...
Light his hair on fire.
Oh,
I'm like tapping.
I'm sorry. This is terrible. I'm gonna be haunted by like Michael Jackson's spirit for the rest of my life.
You better stay all the way under your covers.
Don't worry,
tonight.
Bill Murray got you.
Oh God.
Egon might be gone, but the rest of them got your back, girl.
Unfortunately, I don't believe the rest of you guys got to see this next game. It took the Best of E3 award because it happens to be underneath the EA umbrella. And to be fair, I'm a fan of the series for a long... You know, I've been a fan of the series since the beginning. The second one, I still enjoyed. Like, I fanboy hard for this series of games. And I'm talking about Dragon Age Inquisition.
I don't know you fanboy hard over it.
I fanboy hard on Dragon Age,
so
dude.
What did you do about that one chick at the end of part one? What decision did you make?
You're going to have to remind me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll talk about that later.
All right.
Yeah, off the show. But, all right, so Dragon Age Inquisition.
Dragon Age Inquisition looks like they're going more with the character generation from the first one,
Thank
where you
God.
Get to pick a bunch of different genders, races, classes, etc. I'm not sure if it's going to have any sort of a meaningful story attachment
amazing.
To it.
Amazing.
Part one just added, like, a tutorial chapter for each different class.
But it made it feel different, and you had different starting locations.
Yeah, true, and some people would call you different shit. Like, when you were an elf, what do they call you every now and again as an elf?
Prickiers or... No, something weird.
Something like that, yeah.
Tyler killed all of them.
Is it similar to Champions of Norrath and all that, where they have like the different classes that you can take on, and it's like an RPG style?
It sounds a lot like that. If you haven't taken a look at Dragon Age, the first two are on a bundle in the Steam sale right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, highly recommended.
So go grab those if your PC can, you know, run 6-, 7-, 8-year-old games.
Or get them on PS3.
Or there's that.
Because I have them both on
I'll
PS3.
I'll probably do PS3 if I'm going to do it, yeah.
So they've made the Qunari a playable race, which...
That's just scary.
Which I've been kind of waiting for, because Sten didn't really have a whole lot to say.
No, he didn't.
He really didn't have a whole lot to say, like, at fucking all. Unless you were an asshole to everything.
True.
It is, again, they've gone on the open world bandwagon, which is kind of interesting.
It's not a bandwagon anymore. Now it's just the thing to do.
It's kind of a standard,
it's the
right?
The way, yeah.
Like,
it's the way.
Like, people are trying to get away from more linear gaming, which I guess is okay, except for when you're doing super story-heavy things.
Skyrim.
Skyrim is about as open world as it gets.
Lots and lots and lots of story.
Well, lots of side stuff. Like, there is only, like, one main quest line in Skyrim.
Well, yeah, but it's still big.
Yeah.
Stuff
it just sends you all over the damn
tiles
place.
Tiles of lore.
So the interesting thing about Dragon Age Inquisition, you remember the forested area that you had to deal with in the...
Wait, one quick question before you get into that. The combat system, is it Dragon Age 1 or Dragon Age 2?
We'll get there.
Oh.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Like, I took notes on all sorts of shit.
I was like, I want to know what the combat's going to be like.
I know what you want to know, but I'm going down the fucking list that
damn
I wrote down.
Damn the list, full speed ahead.
Whoa, throw it down.
So you remember the forested area in the beginning of the first Dragon Age when you were running around, becoming a Grey Ward and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to end up back in that area, and that one area is larger than the entire map of Dragon Age Origins, everything included.
That's kind of ridiculous.
So, Doug, we got ourselves a bit of a question on the show in relations. So, Ryan asks, you know, he's played both Skyrim and Ryan, you want to clarify this question a little bit? Because I'm trying to figure out, are you talking about if you've played both Skyrim and Dragon Age before? Because it sounds like he wants to know the difference between Dragon Age. Oh, he wants to know the difference between Dragon Ages 1 and 2.
Oh.
Okay.
That's... Me, you,
though? There are a number of differences. Does he want to clarify? Because we could spend hours.
All right, the main difference is, in Dragon Age 1, you choose between your gender...
Hold up. All right, so Ryan went ahead and clarified combat. He says, I don't see that the difference.
With combat specifically, there really wasn't a huge difference. The primary difference was in Dragon Age 2, you were kind of stuck to your primary role.
Well, no, in Dragon Age 2 also. In Dragon Age 1... Dragon Age 2, you attacked per tap of the button.
Yeah. On the console, sure. On the PC, it didn't really make much of a difference.
Oh, yeah, because in Dragon Age 1, you can hit the button and he'll sit there and go through his attack bus or whatever.
I think the only really major difference was a different tack view in Dragon Age 2. Everything else was kind of the same.
Because, yeah, on the console, it's every tap you make, it's a swing instead of just your character just swinging on his own. And two, I believe you have more leeway of getting out of the way of attacks.
Right.
Like, you could actually dodge.
Memory serves. The primary differences was creating your character. Your character actually being yours instead of somebody that's already got a name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty much all storyline-based.
Well, I always thought your character has a last name in games.
I always thought the greatest way to kind of tell the difference is Dragon Age actually gave you customization while Dragon Age 2 was just Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Basically.
Dragon Age is the Mass Effect, yeah.
Basically. Not saying it was a bad game at all. I enjoyed it.
Well, yeah, but compared to Dragon Age 1, it's.
They slimmed it down.
It's anorexic.
Well, take a look at the difference between Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2.
Dragon Age 2, she needed to eat, son.
Mass Effect 1 had a fucking inventory system.
And you drove around on planets.
In the most boring part of the game ever.
I don't know. I kind of like doing, like, ramp jumps off mountains and, you know, wondering how I survived.
Right. Well, yeah, there's that. But, yeah, that's pretty much it for the differences in combat. There really weren't many. I mean, minor shit aside, performance, how many characters you could have on a screen at once, et cetera, et cetera. But that's, you know, that's all engine-related, not really mechanics-related.
Oh, I was really hoping they'd add, like, a block and parry system in this one, like, parries and stuff. Oh.
Maybe in the new one. BioWare does claim that this is the most dynamic RPG they have ever made and that you will ever play, et cetera, et cetera.
Mass Effect 4, of course.
Well, no, by which, I mean, it's huge. You're dealing with the war between the mages and the Templars and all that shit. That got ugly.
Right?
No kidding.
The end of that game was horrible.
Yeah, so...
Like, what just happened? Like, you're playing the game, okay, you know... Well, kind of spoiler alert, but you're playing the end of Dragon Age 2, a shit bomber, fully loaded B-29, super fortress loaded with septic tanks all over the place. And after doing it, you're seriously... taking pause breaks throughout the in sequence of the game to go, did this just happen?
Right. It's basically like the long ass cutscenes in Metal Gear Solid 4 where you just paused it, went and made a sandwich, used the restroom, came back, and started it again.
No, this is different because you're literally in the middle of action, you have to pause and go, what just happened?
This just ain't no cutscene press.
This just happened. But yes.
It does appear certainly to be the most ambitious title that they've ever made with a not really a talent tree. More of like a talent web or a talent island.
Or a talent periodic like, table.
They've got a skill list of over 200 different things that you can pick per class.
Wow.
Yeah.
Per class.
Yeah, they're not fucking around. I'm kind of concerned, like, how many of these are really going to be game changers? How many of these are going to just be useless crap that you have to build up until you get to the thing that you want? Or if every one of them is going to make a change in your style of play?
Or I wonder also if there's going to be a plus, like a new game plus. That would be cool.
Possibly.
But that many skills? Yeah, you need a new game plus. I beat the game, go back to the beginning, jack up the difficulty. I wish more companies would do that.
Well,
I bet you
like 200-1 that they're going to have a season pass available because there's going to be like DLC after DLC.
I liked
it's BioWare.
About Mass Effect, the Mass Effect series. Once you beat the game, you can go back and beat it again with all your stuff. Like,
right.
You know, it's like, okay, a new Mass Effect game is coming out. I've already beat the game. I want to, you know, refresh myself, so I just want to breeze through the game, kill everything, refresh the storyline. Now I have to worry about collecting all the stuff again. That's the thing I like about New Game Plus.
I kind of like this comparison Dan actually put in the chat. He says, it's gonna be Mass Effect 3 meets Skyrim. I get a little chuckle out of that.
Skyrim effect?
Eh. Kinda. The graphics engine, the lighting particularly, holy shit.
Is this going to be the next PC killer?
I doubt that. BioWare has typically been pretty good with optimizing their games on PC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to have a fairly decent PC to begin with, but once you meet the minimum requirements, you're pretty much good.
Oh. Okay.
So it's... The look of the game is incredible. As far as what they demoed with combat, once again, it is going to be kind of a tactical style. Like, you have your abilities, your teammates have their abilities. You can go into, like, a tactical view and combo up, if you will. Like, one teammate does this thing, you do this thing, your other teammate does this thing, and then that thing dies.
Right.
But it looks a lot more fluid. It looks like they're going to have more, I hate to use the word, but it looks like they're going to have more gimmicks with their boss fights.
I'm not sure
of particular ways that you got to, really handle them in order to most efficiently take them down.
See, I don't really think that's too bad of a thing.
I don't either. I mean, like I said, I hate to use the word, but it looks like they're going to have some gimmicks because, frankly, if you don't find an efficient way to fucking murder dragons, you're going to have a bad time.
So, with that said, is there anything else we want to say with E3?
Well, yeah,
The number one.
Did we cover the Oculus already?
That was really a game thing, like...
Well, I mean,
didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, we did talk about the Oculus.
Okay, making sure.
Did you guys bring up Batman Arkham Knight at all?
We didn't get a chance to see that one, sadly.
No, sadly.
Okay, I got to play the demo.
Really?
like super VIP style, man. Like, I can't even tell you guys. It was amazing. Like, with all the makers of the games and stuff.
You couldn't even invite us? What the heck?
Dude, you guys were, like, in another world. Actually, I would have never been able to have, like, pulled in any more people. Like, that was purely because
So, real quick, how is this in comparison to the rest of the Batman?
Well, you know what? I actually really, really like this one in comparison to Origins. Not that there was anything really necessarily wrong with Origins, but I just, like, with this one, I think I'm allowed to talk about this stuff. Hold on a minute. Let me make sure this is allowed. one second. I think, I mean, they have talked about the different gameplay and what they're adding into this game in comparison to the last game, right?
It's a huge press conference.
Yeah.
You should be able to talk about whatever you saw.
That's what they're showing.
Okay, true. There's certain things that, like, I know I wasn't allowed to. So the fact that you can use the Batmobile as, like, a freaking weapon. Like,
really?
That is sick.
Finally.
Like, they haven't had that before, you know? And then just the way that the graphics are for it, too, like, it is just beautiful. And, like, just, but anyways, going back to the Batmobile, it is super sick, nasty, narnar, like, to the max. You use it as a weapon, so if you get yourself into a situation, you know, you can go ahead and, like, remote it, and it'll come, it'll, like, shoot the bad guys and, like, start it so that way it's like a distraction, and then you can go in, you know, and take care of business.
So you get access to Batcave
awesome.
And stuff too?
You know, I didn't get to go that far, so I'm not entirely sure as far as that goes. I got to play the demo to a certain point because it was towards the end of the day that I was there. But it was amazing. Like, honestly, it was really good. The gameplay was really awesome. I mean, just the way that, like, the map and just kind of the environment of it all was really awesome. I think the biggest thing, though, is definitely the fact that, like, the engines are just getting so good. Like, it's just kind of crazy the way it's looking and the way it's just, like, really fluid. And the Batmobile being able to use that, like, that is sick. Like, that was definitely probably one of my favorite parts. And you just, like, I mean, you're driving it, but you're also using it as, like, remoting it over to you to save you in certain situations, too. Especially because, of course, we know Batman can't kill anyone, but that doesn't mean that your Batmobile cannot. Which I think that's funny, because the Batmobile is shooting down people and, like, running them over, you know, but, you know, Batman won't do that.
Wow.
But it's really cool. I completely recommend it. What's that?
That's pretty
good. I won't kill you, Lassie, but my car will.
But my car will, exactly. So that was super exciting. I was a really big fan of that. It was just really cool. I know that it's been postponed, but I think it's for a right reason. Like, I think they're really getting any, like, kinks that are in there out, you know, and they just really want it to be awesome when it finally comes out. So I'm pretty excited about that. Pretty stoked to that end. And I wanted to just throw one more out there because I know you guys are not fans of this, but Little Big Planet. I'm really excited for Little Big Planet. I got to play that demo, and I think it looks pretty awesome. It's a four-player now, and they're going to have all kinds of levels that are going to allow for, you know, 3 to 4 players on there, which is pretty sick. And each one of them, each character has its own kind of function that each one of them plays. Like, one of them has the ability to fly. The other one has the ability to push and toggle and, you know, and so on and so forth. And for anyone who does like that game, I really enjoyed it. I think it's going to be pretty awesome. And the fact that you can play with more players and it just becomes even more intricate, you know. And, of course, it has that whole physics base to it, you know. But it's going to be, like, even more of that. So I was a huge fan, so I kind of really like that. So that's what I had. I just had to throw those in there because I'm looking forward
to
those. Yeah,
no problem. So we're going to go ahead and get to this last one that Dag really wants to bring up.
Oh, yes.
Then that's going to go ahead and conclude our E3 stuff because I got a bit of news that we kind of want to get a little into. Time. So, Dag.
Okay.
Drum roll.
So, Jesus Christ, that was ugly. Yeah, for those of you who didn't see it, TKO just made an ass of himself.
I didn't know
again.
Such a thing. I didn't know such a thing. I think the trumpet, you know what I'm saying?
So saving, in the spirit of saving the best for last.
I actually have to agree.
The Witcher 3.
Wow.
No fanfare is really needed for this game. If you have yet to play any of the Witcher series, You are doing yourself a disservice as a gamer.
I figured out why. The first one was only on PC, and the second one was only on Xbox. No wonder I didn't play them.
Oh, the second one was PC, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah, well.
What the...
But that was before I had a PC that could play them.
Oh, fair enough.
So, The Witcher has a lot of new behaviors inside of the game. So the weather and the time are both going to affect the NPC behavior. Like, when it gets dark, people are going to be going to bed. If it starts raining, people are going to be seeking shelter. You know, there are storm systems. It's a...
Random.
Not a real-time day and night cycle, but it's going to have day and night cycles. It's going to have, like, a continuous weather pattern. It's cool looking.
It looks
beautiful.
I'm
wondering how that's going to affect some of the different monsters, because it is based off of Polish lore. It's based off of a series of novels, of Polish novels. And a lot of the stuff that you run into, a lot of the different monsters are going to have different habits. Some of them are going to be nocturnal, some of them are going to be diurnal, some of them are going to be carnivorous, some are going to be omnivorous, some are just, you know...
Angry.
It's just stuff that you got to worry about as, you know, a witcher or a monster hunter, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But it's neat to see. The lighting system and the shadow system is all really cool looking. Take a look. If you head over to YouTube and punch in Witcher 3, you'll be able to see like 15 minutes or so of different gameplay bits, you know, random stuff. It's neat. The combat system is active. The combat system is dynamic. The combat system is well produced.
And realistic. He actually uses the sword how it's used in real life, with the gravity and the weight of the sword strikes being... taken into the next strike instead of just, you know, choppy, like he's slicing and then all of a sudden the sword stops and immediately goes the other way. It's fluid.
There's flow.
There's flow. Like the blade it flows instead of, you know, choppy. It's beautiful.
The map is huge. They also are doing the open world thing.
The thing.
Which basically means, again, if you see that mountain range off in the distance, you can go to it, you know.
Okay, sir, could you please kill the dragon on top of the hill? Oh, you mean this one that I killed on my way here?
Yeah.
Oh.
So combat, like always in The Witcher, combat is going to be fast and difficult. Combat's not easy in these games.
The dodge button is amazing.
Combat's not easy in these games.
Yeah.
Go play them. Aaron, go do your thing. Enjoy.
Well,
have fun.
Say,
be
well,
frustrated for a little while.
I'm going to say the guy I saw playing was making it look easy.
Sure. The music in the game,
oh
holy
my
shit.
God.
They've managed to get a system in place where they actually do it right. There isn't a whole lot of delay in between starting the combat music or going back to like the overworld ambiance or whatever. It's a smooth, fast transition.
So, Doug, I got a question from the group right now.
Ah?
So, Air asks us, how exactly is the open world in Witcher 3? They said it was going to be multi-region. I don't know. Do you know much on that exactly?
Nah. I just saw that it was going to be open, and I didn't see any loading screens.
Yeah,
it
kind of reminded me of Skyrim.
Everything reminds you of Skyrim, apparently.
Well, I mean, the world. I mean, it's like, oh, it looks like Skyrim, but kind of with a more of a Lord of the Rings feel to it for me, like the way it felt. Like,
yeah, it doesn't appear that they've got any sort of a transportation hub or anything. They mentioned that they were going to have fast travel as a possibility, if you will.
But you're mainly booting it.
But I didn't really see any examples of how that was going to work. They didn't show us.
Nope.
But I will probably play this game over and over again, so wait until February, and I'll tell you then.
You're going to have to, because as they mentioned, that each decision you make can affect the gameplay in different ways. Who you decide to help, who you decide not to help.
It looks like we got someone kind of calling us out right now, saying that it looks like there's a bit of a risk, because, you know, it's just a trailer so far, right, Doug?
No, we saw gameplay.
We saw gameplay,
right?
He played 45 minutes of the game in front of us.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We saw gameplay. And we saw more gameplay than there is currently up on YouTube, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to see like the finalization of the, what the hell was the name of the race, that little child?
God something.
Godling or
Godling,
whatever.
Godling, yeah. Yeah, that was it.
So we saw them finish that quest line.
The whole
line.
Quest, yeah.
And that was interesting.
And the sisters. Wow.
And of course they did it wrong because they didn't want to give up the goods.
Right.
So they made a bunch of stupid choices and stuff went to hell.
Yeah.
As happens in The Witcher. Like, you'll notice in the history of The Witcher, story choices changing the nature of the game isn't new to The Witcher. The Witcher 2 actually opened up with a sequence where you got to pick either the, what was the name of the faction? I'll just say the Imperial Army versus the Scoia'tael.
Okay.
Or the squirrels.
Alrighty.
Squirtle. Like, you know, the elves and all the different creatures and shit. But you got to pick sides pretty much before you knew what picking a side was going to do to the rest of the game.
Don't you love when they do
oh,
that?
Oh, God.
Because the entire next act of the game is completely different depending on which side you pick.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool,
and
though.
And you only cross paths with members of the other faction briefly and...
Violently?
Sorta. Finding the assassin was kind of interesting, but I'm not going to spoil it because you never got to play it.
I have it on my computer waiting for me, actually.
You should... What are you waiting for? Fuck War Thunder, play this game.
So, alright. I think we pretty much just about covered every little thing at E3.
That was pretty much it.
Except the fact that Evolution is going to be a pain to play with Dag.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, The Witcher 3 was my best of E3.
Yeah.
Aaron, what would you say would be your best?
I have to actually agree, because not ever touching The Witcher before, I was like, I saw that game, I was like, must play. And I'm equally hyped, though, for the new Metal Gear game, but I'm a little worried about certain things that they've done and that has me a little worried.
I will definitely say I'm looking forward to Phantom Pain. But, fanboyism calls out, I'm definitely looking forward to new Smash.
Oh, and Oculus.
Really,
ever since you got introduced in the Oculus, man, you've just been talking nonstop.
I will own that for War Thunder alone.
Oh, right, no. I also definitely look forward to Aliens.
Oh, dude.
That shit scared the fuck out of me, and goddammit, I want more.
All of the games that we talked about last week and this week, or at least all the games that I talk about, are games that I want to play.
Right?
That you want to, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same here. My biggest one, though, is
the
Division.
With a slight question mark put on Hell Raid.
Yeah.
Question mark.
Hellraid's gonna be a while, so we'll see.
We'll see what that comes
out
to. So I mentioned that I want to get to a little bit of news right now. So who here actually plays an Exxon game? Just real quick, open a question out there.
I think I have, but I don't remember which one
I'm
it was.
Sorry, I didn't hear the question. What was that?
Have you ever played an Exxon game before, like MapleStory,
Mabinogi? I think.
Yeah. So, apparently, there's something going on right now. Now, I'm going to go ahead and just give the brief disclaimer that what I'm reading is coming straight from Kotaku, so maybe it's not true.
Uh-oh.
Just saying.
Oh, Kotaku. All right.
Yeah.
They're known for their reverence.
Yeah, I know, right?
Relevance.
So, apparently, what's going on is one of Nexon's first-person shooter games, Sudden Attack, they're planning on actually trying to bring up some lawsuits against, like, these three kids that were that were just outright cheating in the game.
They're suing cheaters.
Yeah.
What?
Allegedly. I'm going to throw that word out there. Allegedly.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, they plan on trying to bring up this legal action against, like, these cheaters because they're harming their business, which, okay, I see that a little bit. But...
So they're going to sue, what, some gamer kid for, what, $100? It's like, that's all they're
going to
get
I know, like some, like, 13-year-old boy who's got an attitude problem. I mean,
I wish there was a little bit more information on that exactly. Yay, Kotaku.
I find that silly.
But, you know what, I think that brings up an interesting little topic we could kind of explore. See, I was actually kind of thinking to myself, you know what, I think I'm against the idea of them trying to sue these kids. And to be honest with you, let's just go, because I'm going to go ahead and say this first off. I hate cheaters. Right. Cheaters okay. fucking suck.
All right.
Like, they ruin the game experience for me, and quite frankly, it just kills me inside to know that I took the time to learn the game and develop any form of skill within it just mm-hmm. to easily be trounced by someone that decided to put in some little hack to give them the little edge. You know what I'm saying?
Or a big edge, or a flat-out kill command like you would see in, like, DayZ or whatever.
Or aimbots.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we all can agree. We hate cheaters.
Yeah. But
I would never want to go this far to, like, say... And I think it's kind of good that people get a little on the punish side when it gets to this shit. Like, I love seeing them get punished.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a little afraid of this because as I'm understanding, they're suing these kids because they're basically harming the business of Nexon itself.
Okay.
I, for one, kind of see a bit of a slippery slope coming from that. So let's go ahead and say they go, this lawsuit wins, and they're going to sue every cheater out there, and that discourages people from cheating because, you know, they'll get sued.
Okay. I'm not sure they would sue every cheater out there, or if it would just be in the free-to-play / semi-pay-to-win market where you can, like, buy weapons, like... Blacklight Retribution or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People cheating in those are typically cheating well beyond the measure of what your hard-earned dollar is going to mm-hmm. buy you in the game. So I can see as how that could be called hurting their business. But most mm-hmm. of the people that are going to cheat a fucking free-to-play game don't have the money to buy the shit in the first place. So
I guess.
Well, but cheaters could drive customers away from your game.
Well,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, actually, yeah, and
cause
that's
you
where,
money.
And that's where I'm going to get to. So let's, by all means, say for all intents and purposes, this is the hypothetical: cheaters will be sued on site. Let's go ahead and live in this world real quick. So, just for
I'm
a
sorry,
moment, play
I just
along
like
shut our crook.
Yeah, I got it.
I got
okay.
nothing to worry about.
Me neither.
So, let's go ahead and actually explore for a moment some of the actual problems that comes within video games itself. So, I don't even think cheaters aren't that big of an issue. I think I'll say that.
Huh?
I want to think the real big issue when it comes down to people not necessarily having a good game experience or being driven away from the game itself, the toxicity of a community.
Ooh. Yeah.
Sure.
In fact, I'll even use the game I play a lot. I'll use it as a point of reference, League of Legends.
Yep.
And Troll Fortress. I mean, yeah. Team Fortress.
Ouch. But, you know,
right.
And quite frankly, you know, I know a few people, Deg, I think you're included on this list, of people that don't necessarily want to be involved in the game because of the toxicity of the community itself.
That and the game itself is kind of boring.
Well, all right,
yeah.
but let's focus on the toxicity part, because that's where I'm going with this argument.
All right.
So
we'll live in that world, too.
Yes, live
okay.
in this world.
How many worlds?
Yeah, let's be on his team now.
This particular verse.
My bad, Dr. Captain. What course are we setting now?
This course. So... this is the question that kind of that spawns from the idea of suing a cheater for the grounds of it's going to harm the business. Does this then open the floodgates to start suing people to go after people that are toxic? Because they are themselves creating a harmful environment that are driving away their potential customers.
Huh.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, trolls.
Let me take this a step further. What if I'm that good at the game?
What do you mean?
What if I am God's gift in the entire game and I can just kick everyone's ass on a whim?
But
and
you never have been, ever before.
Shut up.
I see what you're going on, but
see, the thing is, though, that I'm
but if he could
like,
in his perfect world.
Yes,
so,
I could have
so
in my perfect world.
So
in my perfect world.
If you were an MLG pro.
If I was an MLG pro and I created a completely terrible environment for any potential customer because they just can't beat me.
That's different.
But that still brings up the question, is that a potential thing? Because, like I said, I feel this is going to be a slippery slope.
I wouldn't think so, because you're not really hacking into anything. You're not...
But you're still creating an environment that makes it, you know, unwelcoming to new people, which is then harmful to the business itself. Do you see where I'm getting at?
Yeah, sure,
yeah, but
sure. At the,
after,
at
like
the worst possible extreme,
too.
At the worst possible extreme, sure. But I don't think any game company in their right mind would try to punish the best players of their games.
That would
because
be like,
those are usually the most loyal players of their games.
And they're getting in there famous, so you know people are like, oh, that guy, whatnot. I'd be like, you know, going after Michael Jordan because no one can stop him.
That would be like Capcom suing Justin Wong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would just be stupid.
I don't see that ever happening. Ever.
No, unless he's winning and being a complete douchebag, that can, you know, possibly, but no. If he's just awesome and humble about it, you can't touch him.
Justin Wong was pretty cool when we ran into him. I'm just saying that.
Oh, great, a name drop. All right.
You brought him up.
Yeah, I guess so. In the specific example of Capcom suing him.
No, I mean...
Or Daigo or whomever, like...
Or White Raw. Or Thor Zane. Oh, my toes are getting hit by all these names.
But in all seriousness, though, I mean... And I get what you're saying, like, this is possibly the worst case scenario out of all of it, but I don't know. Speaking as a cynic, and with the way how crazy things have been recently, I could almost see it happening.
It could set a dangerous precedent, but I doubt it will.
Just like, you know, charging for demos. Metal Gear. Please, people, don't allow it to be a thing. Please.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
If you don't like something a company is doing to a game that you would otherwise like to play, then sorry, don't buy the game.
Like, they're charging $30 to play the demo.
Vote with your goddamn wallet.
The demo of Metal Gear. And
boycott it.
It doesn't go towards the game purchase.
In our consumer hell, vote with your wallet because your money speaks louder than you do.
Yeah.
I don't understand why anyone would pay $30 to play, 15 minutes or whatever of a demo, and it doesn't even go towards the freaking game. I don't understand.
Time will tell.
And if no one stops this, that's going to be the new thing, which now means, hey, I'll be buying way less games new because I usually don't. Like, a new game or a new something pops up, I want to play it first.
Let's actually bring up something, because this isn't actually necessarily a new thing, because they did this with Dead Rising 2, where, remember, you actually had to pay for the demo itself, but it was its own experience. So what do you think about that? Because about the only thing that really contributed to the whole Dead Rising 2 was the fact that the level-ups that you got from the demo carried over.
Isn't it sort of... the same thing as paying for, like, early access, except a demo is actually more complete?
I suppose so.
Because, I mean, demos are typically released as their own self-contained things. Like, you get to play from this point to this point.
Yeah, it's usually a piece of the game randomly somewhere.
Well, sure, but it's a full experience of this portion of the game, as opposed to, you know, I bought in... a year ago, and the only thing you could really do in this game is run around and, like, kick a rock.
Well, I mean, so for $30, am I going to get to pay half the game?
There you go. We got a hashtag in the group chat. We got a hashtag in the group chat right now. Don't day one hardline.
Don't day one hardline.
Someone really hates Battlefield Hardline.
Well, no. That's... I agree. Do not day one purchase Hardline. A, you probably won't be able to log in because, lol.
Yeah.
And B, never day one purchase a first-person shooter, really.
Yeah.
Like, wait to see it before you jump into that particular rabbit hole, because...
Titanfall!
What if you spend $60 and it's just another Call of Duty without having the fucking grace to actually be Call of Duty?
Titanfall. Yeah.
So TKO knows exactly where I'm going.
TKO knows what.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just... something in my throat.
Right. So, all right, one last thing that I do want to go ahead and bring up, because we did previously mention this before.
What's our time looking like?
Our time, we got at least a few more minutes left. This will be real brief.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Really?
I'm sure.
I think that...
we're going
that
a little over
wrong.
Time. We're going a little over time, but we brought this up previously. It would be disingenuous on us to not make mention of this or give an update. So, previously on our show, we talked about how Philips was actually trying to bring up a lawsuit on Nintendo over the Wii U and with the Wii.
Uh-huh.
So, the unfortunate part right now, Philips won in the UK. That suit won.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
What exactly have they won?
Let's see. I do have the information up so far. Unfortunately, they don't really say much on... what they've won, but they said they won the suit over the patent, because they're trying to claim that because of the Philips CDI exists, they have the patent over motion control sensor and all that fun little stuff.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. Is it that in PlayStation controllers as well?
PlayStation controllers, even the Xbox.
Right.
Well, not so much the Xbox.
Right. I think it was more a motion control / camera integration.
Yeah. And
okay.
That's some fucked up shit.
I'm not sure if that's going to stand for very long.
I imagine not, because this is only in the UK, and they're trying to do this in the other, you know, countries, even the US as well. And there's a little hope. Nintendo is actively working to appeal this.
Sure, sure.
So there's some hope there.
and the sentencing, if you will, isn't until next month anyway.
Yeah.
And again, this is the UK. So it's not really going to affect us stateside. They only filed suit, what, last month, if memory serves correct?
Give or take, yes.
We don't know how that's going to work
in the
U.S. The
American justice system is going to drag.
Well, the American justice system is probably going to point at it and laugh.
That's F, yeah.
It's like, you actually managed to patent that? That's basically like Apple trying to patent a rectangle with rounded edges. It might stand at first, but eventually will be defeated.
Who remembers King trying to patent sagas?
They actually successfully went after the Banner Saga.
Yeah, like, how can you try to patent a name Saga? That's like trying to patent series.
They didn't patent it, they trademarked
it. Or trademarks, yeah. That's like, you know,
but that's a side tangent. But that's a side tangent we have gone on before. So, yeah, I just want to give that brief little update on the situation with Nintendo. I'll definitely do my best to try and keep an eye on this one, because if the worst case scenario happens, let's say this lawsuit actually does win and Nintendo can't appeal it, that means no more Wiis or Wii Us.
Well, in the UK.
And, well, if
it'll be the U.S., in Germany, and in France. So, yeah, so it's going to be in a couple different places, which would be pretty shitty.
What, so
right.
Nintendo will be going down or something?
No.
Well, no, because I think Nintendo has enough money to probably start investing into something completely different
now.
Or
they'll
pull, I think.
Well, or they'll just stick with handhelds.
Probably. Yeah,
that would be really foolish, though. If Philips actually does that, though, I mean, they would be putting, like, a whole, like, part of a business down. Like, that'd be really stupid. Like, I couldn't even imagine the kinds of, like, boycotts and, like, issues that they would have just from people that are Nintendo people.
Monetary damages, but that's kind of, yeah, going over.
I don't believe there's going to be any sort of...
I don't think it could go that far.
I don't believe there's going to be any sort of business shutdown. I think that the biggest thing that's really going to happen from this is that Nintendo will owe Philips royalties.
Yeah.
Like, hey, well,
yeah,
fine, we'll just have to pay for the patent license or whatever.
Yeah.
And because you know for damn sure Nintendo is not going to let business stop if they can afford not to.
Nah.
So I really don't see this as being something huge that's going to. I mean, sure, it's going to hurt Nintendo.
Just monetarily, it will.
You know, they can take
even if they lose in every single country that suit has been filed, they can just fucking lease or buy the patent.
Or just, you know, pay them with the money that they would use to come up with new IPs.
Because they're obviously not doing that anyway.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but did you not see Splatoon?
We'll see what?
The Splatoon.
The what?
The thing that people fit their chewing tobacco into.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's enough out of you guys. I'm hating on Nintendo. Anyway, folks, so we're pretty much hitting ourselves at the time.
It's not hate. I truly don't give a shit.
It's like, They're like, okay, my friend River was like, the new Zelda game, it's going to be open world, it's going to be the new... I'm like, so what
you're saying is we get to play Link and run around for hours again.
Yeah, so we're just saying it's finally catching up to last gen.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll give him a little hope, you know, for Captain's sake.
It's like Skyrim with Link. I'm like, I already played Skyrim, and I'm playing Witcher. I'm like, this was, you know, they're like 6 years behind. I'm just sorry. I'm like, come on.
Right.
It's funny, too, that, like, I'm watching the little preview. It's like, the new things of Zelda. I'm like, that was done, like, 8 years ago. Where have you been?
Anyway.
I've been in Nintendo's pocket.
Like,
I thought you wanted to end the show.
They feed me coffee and Twinkies.
Yes! I had an M on it.
Man. Come on. All right,
anyways,
so we got to start wrapping this shit up.
I think we should definitely wrap it up with a nice, like, ending to our E3 experience and how awesome it was. And I know that it was my first E3 experience. I think it was for you guys, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Everyone's first E3. It was amazing. And it was so great, even talking to people that have been going to these for the past 10, 12 years. I mean, they even said this was one of the best, and especially because, you know, they were focusing on the games. It wasn't about the consoles. It was about the games, and that's pretty sweet. So,
and I was even excited to meet a bunch of cool people that, you know, I know from places, won't name drop yet, but hopefully we'll have them on the show at some point. Just a little teaser, folks.
I don't know about you guys, but it was a really... deep experience to be discussing my issues with the game with the guys who created it. It was just kind of weird.
That was fun.
I know. I mean, I was like, wait, I'm not just on some forum or talking to, I'm talking to the guy who made the game, And like, oh, I was talking to Gaijin, and I was telling him, you know, some of my ideas. Are like, that's actually a good idea. Like, they were like, well, we don't know how we do this. I'm like, well, why don't you just do this and this instead? I'm like, wow, it was a good idea. I was like, it was just amazing.
So hopefully we'll get to check that out again next year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, we're going to go ahead and start wrapping this up. So, E3, awesome.
One last thing for
one
you.
Last thing.
War Thunder people who played the Ground Forces campaign in the tanks, the producers officially said that the next tank line that's going to be released for War Thunder is going to be the American tank line. And they're about 5 months from now.
Right on. So, you heard it here from TKO, folks. And right now we're going to go ahead and start wrapping things up.
Start. We should finish wrapping things up.
All right. So, with that said, we're going to go ahead and start and end the show now, guys. So, you know how to get a hold of us, and to those that are new to the show itself, you can follow us after the show on our Facebook page at Good Game Guys Show. Just hit the like button and, you know, start the discussion.
And if you have any controversial things you want to bring up, go ahead and
drop seriously,
them down.
If you guys have any show topics that you think we should cover, or you think you want to call out someone because they said something stupid, hating on Nintendo, hit us up on the Facebook. We also have a Twitter account, Good Game Guys 1. And also we have our Steam group, where we're probably a little bit more active on.
I just outgrew it.
Just Good Game Guys.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game, guys.
Wonderful Good Game Guys! Woo!